Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 104.
Hello there.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and wait, who is that?
Wait.
Who's who?
Who is that?
What did you do with Jason?
Who are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Who are you, well, and how did you get on my podcast?
I'm Travis.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Well, Jason wasn't feeling good, so he called me and said, hey, sign on Skype, and I'm here.
That slack-ass motherfucker. Does he ever... damn it. All right, fine. We're going to roll with it, Jeff. We're just going to roll with it. It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
Just make sure to hate on Uncharted 2, and you'll fit in perfectly.
Exactly. You'll be a perfect stunt Jason. How about that?
But I liked Uncharted 2.
Oh, well. Sorry, Jason.
Okay.
So we're not going to have any problems tonight then. So we're not going to argue with each other or anything. We're just going to have a normal night because, well, Uncharted was great.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see how it goes.
Anyway, as I said, this is episode number 104. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with, for the first time, Travis Baum.
Hey!
Who is this week's stunt Jason, because as he said, Jason is not feeling well, and he did look like crap today at work, which was very sad. And I am also here with Jeff Chorney.
Hey, what up?
And today we are talking about our holiday gift guide, but before that we're going to do some distractions news, and then following it we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. But before we get into that, hey Jeff.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going. That's
it?
About it.
It's going? Sweet.
Yeah, it's been a boring week.
All right, Travis, much. Your turn. How's it going, man?
A lot. I guess Stunt Jason has to be busy, right? Got to be busy. So, a lot. What did I do?
Street Fighter.
Yeah. I've got a couple projects going on. Yeah.
A couple? You're not a good Stunt Jason if you only have a couple projects. You have to have at least 18 projects going on, Travis.
Okay, well, I got like a few things. I don't know. What did I do this week? Last Friday, I went and saw Boondock Saints 2, which
That
was a momentous occasion. I've been waiting 10 years for that film. It was great. It was really, really good. I mean, the critics hate it. I mean, they think it's a terrible movie.
The critics hate every good movie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly, it could have been the two Irish brothers sitting on a stool talking about their bowel movements for 2 hours, and I still probably would have thought it was the greatest movie ever.
This is where I get yelled at, and this might be our first argument, but I've never seen the original.
Oh, shut your mouth. God. No, it is really, really good, man. You should treat yourself.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
Indies sticking together, brother. I've never seen the original either.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
Oh.
You are outnumbered, Mr. Travis Baum.
I've heard so much about it, though. I have to check. I'm probably going to check it out this weekend because I have nothing planned this weekend. So
Yeah. I need to check it out. I want to.
Great. Well, yeah, it was a great movie. The sequel's great. Of course, the original is better, but the sequel is just very, very enjoyable. I'm trying to find someone to go see it with me again because it's really fun. Other than that, my wife and I got chosen to host our Sonic party, so we started getting into party planning mode because the Sonic owner's Christmas bash is 2 weeks away, and we just found out that we're hosting, so we got to start
nice.
Getting that fun stuff up. And on top of that, we were trying to host a party for friends, you know, have you, Jason, you know, all the ladies come and everything and have a good party with y'all. So we're going to try to host two parties within the span of a couple of weeks, so we're going to work on that and everything. And actually,
wow,
funny story. Speaking of my wife, we were actually supposed to plan. We've been planning a date night because we wanted a nice special night, and we planned it for tonight. And then I got the call from Jason yesterday, and I was like, "Meg, hon, sorry, something came up." So
now you are two date nights next week.
So I'm sure she's going to listen to this. So, hon, I'm sorry. So pretty much that's all that's going on. So.
All right, cool. Well, I'm in the same boat as Jeff, really. I mean, we recorded Sunday, so it's only been a few days. I went to work. That's been the highlight of my week.
Oh man, awesome.
And today was happy hour, so I got to have some beer, and that's about it. So, enough about that boring shit. Let's talk about some games. Travis, I know you were really excited to talk about some shit, man. So why don't you start us off?
I played a lot of games, man.
I hope so.
I played a lot of games.
That's what we want to hear.
That's what we want to hear. And Jason doesn't play games, though, so you're not making a very good stunt, Jason. You know, when Jason starts his distractions, play some Street Fighter. That's about it.
I thought about playing Demon's Souls. Well, I, for one, did play Demon's Souls.
Nice,
I'm really
okay.
working hard on my character. I've started getting to the point where I'm stopping going for like the bosses, and I'm starting to farm souls and everything. I think I got to soul level 37.
Ooh, nice. Wow.
A couple of days ago, so I'm working
Holy
on
shit.
It.
Holy shit, wow. What bosses have you beaten so far?
What bosses have you beaten?
All two bosses and below.
You beat the Fire Lurker?
Yes.
How the hell did you beat him?
Oh, I'm a royal, so all I did was do Soul Arrow every time, and then I had someone else come into my world and help me out, and they used Soul Arrow, so we really knocked it out pretty easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Royal.
Because I was playing Demon's Souls 2 over the last weekend, and I finally got, I'm a hunter, but I finally got my my Soul Arrow, but I need to find some potions to regenerate my magic, because once my magic's gone, I don't stand a chance against the dude, so.
Well, I think there is a place where you can find that ring that the Royal starts with that regenerates your magic points. Yeah, I think Mark was talking about it.
Yeah, I found another Savercade. One, too. I can't remember where it's at, but I found another one.
I'll need to find out where that is, then, because that would help out a shit ton.
You got the special edition, right? Check it in the book.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That book is helpful as shit, dude.
Yeah, I knew
it's
it came
good.
With something.
Yeah, I wish I had that. But yeah, Demon's Soul, I mean, I'm loving that game. Whenever I'm bored, Demon's Souls. But the problem is, been a couple of big releases, so I haven't been too bored with playing those games. last Saturday, I went back to my heart and played a little SOCOM Saturday.
Okay. Before you go to SOCOM, why don't you tell the story about Demon's Souls? Because you've actually bought it twice, right?
Yeah, I, okay.
Do
I,
you really
I,
want to put him through this, Jeff? Come on, man.
Yeah, of course.
No, great story. I have spent $120 on Demon's Souls.
Yes, you have.
Two regular editions.
Well, let's be honest. Technically, it's $80 because you did get 40 for it, right?
Yeah, 40
from Jeff. From Jason.
Jason bought it for 40 for me. So yeah, but I didn't like it the first time I played it. I went through 1-1 as a thief.
And why was that? As a thief,
and I just died and died and died and died and died over again. And I was just getting to the point. I was talking to people. I can't stop dying. I've gotten one checkpoint. It's just not working out. And Jason was like, oh, man, I don't have the game yet. So, hey, dude, I sent you guys an email through it, all three of y'all. Who wants the game?
Yeah.
And Jason, you know, raised his hand. I was like, hey, I'll take it. So I sold it to him for $40. And then after that, all I heard was, oh, play as a royal. You'll love it. Scott from the Goo, play as a royal. It's easy mode pretty much, and you'll get through it easy and everything. And
it's the beginning new character, basically.
Yeah. So it really is the new character.
And then after that, all these podcasts were like, Demon's Souls this, Demon's Souls that. I was like, shit, I'm going to get this game again. So I ended up buying it again. And now I'm just completely addicted to it, playing as a royal for the win. And it is just so, so fun. Like, and I'm still playing it now. I love it. So
cool.
There's my Demon's Souls story. Happy, Jeff.
I am. That is, I yes. This podcast now officially awesome. He told that story. I love that story because I've done that same kind of thing, and it's much as it makes you feel like a little bit dumb, I guess, for a while, you're just like, yeah, whatever, didn't like it, but I went and bought a game. I've bought a game like three times before, and it's not fun, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Right. Like I was saying, went back to my heart, my brainchild, SOCOM Saturday. I kind of gave up the duties of hosting it, passed it on UTD Legend. Just every Saturday, doing it every Saturday was kind of rough on this whole, the whole real world thing. So I had to kind of step it back. But it was my first time back last Saturday. It was a good time, had fun with the guys. Not too many people in, but we had fun shooting each other in the face and everything. Played a little bit of Uncharted 2. I tried to jump into Crushing. Played like the first four chapters and I just gave up. I was like, I just going for that, going for the platinum in Uncharted 2 just wasn't for me.
It's hard shit, isn't it, man?
You're a saint, Chris, for going. You beat it on Crushing, right?
Yeah, I did.
We're masochists.
Okay. Yeah, it was, as I said, there were some parts in that I threw my controller multiple times.
Ugh.
I will admit. I did it as gently as possible, but it did get thrown. So, yeah.
That's good for you, man. Because I'm not giving it another shot at all. Let's see. Played Modern Warfare 2, of course. played through the ending. Have all y'all played through the ending? Have y'all beaten it?
I beat the game, yeah. Chris and console first person shooter? Nah, not going to work out.
But yeah, not usually.
Overall, did you like the story, Jeff?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I think I enjoyed 4 more. I think Modern Warfare 2 just tried to go over the top at too many points and just had a whole bunch of what the fuck moments. Like, what the fuck? It was awesome. And a lot of what the fuck moments, like, what the fuck? Like, this is ridiculous. The kind of like borderline superhero team storyline kind of stuff, but
yeah.
Not quite. But yeah, I know. I really enjoyed it. I liked, actually, I think it was you who said you liked the ending to Modern Warfare 2 better, and I did too. The last couple chapters in Modern Warfare 2 were kick ass, and I liked the ending quite a bit.
Yeah, I
even though it is kind of a cliffhanger, kind of sorta, but
oh no, there's no kind of sorta about it. They leave you hanging. But I was, I was oddly satisfied because the fight up to that, the very end was just like, what is going to happen? What's happening? What's happening? And it was just a great finish.
Yeah,
it was
a great
finish. So,
have you tried the Spec Ops at all?
I have not tried Spec Ops because I haven't really like aligned the stars to like meet with somebody yet. But I really want to play.
We
the
should
spec
do that.
Cause
I've only done a few of the missions with actually Aces High, and they're a lot of fun. Actually, that's something, Chris, I think you'd actually enjoy with it because it's just co-op, and their missions designed for co-op.
Cool.
And they'll be really cool levels. Like the one where one guy's flying in the AC-130 or whatever it's called, the fire ship, and the other person's on the ground. It is just awesome because when you're on the ship, all you see is like the flashing white kind of silhouettes of people walking around. You got to take them out. And then when you're on the ground and you're walking through this kind of, it's kind of like farmland, but with little, like, there's barns and kind of like houses around. But when you see the rain of fire coming down, like the missiles dropping beside you, and you know that it's your buddy that you're working with shooting those down, like taking out enemies around you, it's just so cool. It's pretty badass. And then you just, it's kind of addicting because you got to get stars in it, and the higher difficulty, the more stars you get. And
okay.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I got to try that. You have it on 360, though, right?
Yeah. Don't you have it on 360?
No, sir.
Oh, I thought I saw you playing on 360. Okay, well, never mind then.
No, I was playing my next game on 360. Oh, the Assassin's Creed. Oh,
nice.
I love it so much.
Yeah, I had to stop myself from buying this, so I want to hear about it.
I know we were like messing with you on the Twitters. Like saying, dude, buy it. Come on, buy it. But like, dude, I got 2 bold statements for you, okay? First bold statement. For $60, for what you're getting, for just being a single-player experience, Assassin's Creed 2 is, in my opinion, a better value than Modern Warfare 2.
Okay, wow, that's a pretty bold statement.
You mean just as in the single-player in Assassin's Creed 2 is better than the single-player in Call of Duty?
No, better than overall $60 package.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so better than like all the multiplayer stuff, the Spec Ops.
Now, I love the multiplayer, the competitive multiplayer. Haven't jumped into Spec Ops yet, but I know I'm going to love that too. But there is so much in Assassin's Creed 2. And compared to the first one, where there was just not that much to it. Great game. No. The actual gameplay, how you're jumping around, the parkour and everything. That, I mean, just the game was built, but had so many problems. And it was so lackluster. It left everybody just like, oh. You know, it left everybody just hanging there, even though it was still a good game. But then they jumped to Assassin's Creed 2, and they brought so much more to the table. I mean, it's a completionist dream. It really, really is. There's so much that's being tallied up. What you're gathering up, like from your armor to your weapons to how you're renovating your hub space. I mean, all this stuff is being tallied, and you can go into your menu and see what how you're doing with collecting and whatnot. And there's so much. I counted, there is like 14 or 15 things to tally just based off playing the single player. And it is amazing. I was telling y'all before the recording that I wasn't going to talk like too much about everything that they added, but the main thing I can say is the things that were missing from Assassin's Creed 2, all the issues and the problems, they fixed every single bit. They didn't miss one thing. So if they went on like the GameFAQs forums and saw everybody crying and bitching about what was bad about the first game, they listened. And they fixed it, man. It is an amazing game. I love it. And bold statement number 2 so far, it is untouched by Uncharted, untouched by Modern Warfare. I'm loving me some Demon's Souls, and I don't think any of those games unless something comes out in December, which I doubt something's going to pass up Assassin's Creed, this is my game of the year, man. Without a doubt.
Son of a bitch. Now I'm going to have to go out and buy this fucking game.
I still got to wait. I have to wait until December only because I have to ask for Christmas just because I have so much on my plate right now. If I get it, I'm not going to either not finish it or I'm not going to finish some other game that I'm playing through right now.
Right.
But damn it, you're not making it easy, Travis.
I know, right? Hey, so you said that they fixed everything. One of my biggest problems with the first Assassin's Creed was the platforming, or lack thereof. Have they made it more complicated, or is it just push a button and then move the stick?
It's still kind of like easy mode in a sense where, like, say if you're on a high building and you jump off and there's like this, like a small wire or rope to, like, you'll kind of gravitate toward that still. You'll still do that. And the same, pretty much that's one thing that
I'm okay with that, but do I actually have to, I mean, do I control whether or not he grabs onto that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like when you're hanging on the ledge, you have to press B to let go, but you have to press B again to grab onto a bottom ledge so you don't fall and take damage.
Okay. So they did make it a little bit more complicated. It's not just push a button.
Well, that was the same as the first one.
It's the same as the first.
That's the same as the first one, too. Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember if it was like that or not. I just remember when you were like climbing buildings, you literally just held A and moved the stick around.
That's still kind of there. But that's one of the main things that people liked about it because it was so like the free running was really fluid. So that's one of the things they kind of kept. Now, I will notice, I did notice that they made it a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
To where you can zip through the city a little better. But there is a problem with it. If I have one grievance about the game, the camera, the way it's set up, say if you're like just really, really fluid going like from rooftop to rooftop, the camera will set up to where you'll miss a jump off a rooftop and you think you got it before you jump, but when you do jump, you'll just miss and you'll fall into the ground and take damage. There are some camera issues, and you shouldn't have to say this, but I've learned to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned to work around that. You know, when you hold, I'm playing on the 360, so when you hold the right trigger button and you hold A down, you'll sprint faster. But if you let go of A and you're just holding the trigger, you'll just kind of jog in place. I've learned to kind of jog in place and judge my jump before I actually take the leap. Which, I mean,
that kind of makes sense, though. I mean,
yeah,
that's one thing that kind of bothered me in the first one too. Is the whole crowd thing, blending with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And what bugged me was you can go and assassinate somebody in front of guards, and they'll see you, and then you just go into, like, the thing of the monks, whatever, hit A, and all of a sudden they can't see you anymore. Is it a little bit more realistic now, where if they see you do this, they still know, hey, I know he's in that crowd, and we're gonna get him?
Yeah, it is a little more realistic because their AI is much, much better. Like, if you try to jump into bale of hay and they're still on alert, they will stab through the bale of hay to get you out of there. Like, they'll kind of have a feel. You'll hear them say, oh, I'll check this out, and you'll just jump out and they got you again. They actually, and you mentioned the sneaking in the crowds, like how you can, like, hide inside the monks, mm-hmm. like the when they're walking and everything. You can actually hide in any crowd now.
Because
people all in the street. So when you get further away, you'll have that Grand Theft Auto 4 situation where you'll see like the circle, the radius of how far the guards are looking.
Hmm.
And if you're outside of that and you go into a random crowd, the ground will be highlighted a little bit, showing you that in this area around this crowd, you're unseen.
Hmm.
Not really very realistic because when you're in the middle of when you're in the middle of like four prostitutes and there's this big hooded character, it's like, okay, come on, these guys should see me. But I get there's still
no, you're just a pimp. You blend right in.
Yeah, exactly. There's some there's those gamey moments right there.
That's to be expected, the crowd though. React more realistically now too? Because that was another thing where if you hit A, and I know in the first one you'd put your head down, you'd look like a monk, but you can go behind one of your targets, like not one of your main targets, but say you had to do one of your side missions, we have to assassinate a certain dude or whatever, and you do your little sneaky stab, then people would start freaking out, and the same thing, you'd just walk away with your head down, and the guards would come, and the crowd would just be like, oh my god, someone killed this guy, yeah, go get him or something, but they still didn't even acknowledge that it was you, even though they watched you do it.
Well, if you do it in public, they're going to see you, and the way they do that, there's a this new little feature is called they call it notoriety. And
okay.
Every time you do something illegal that someone sees, your notoriety goes up a little bit. It's kind of similar to like the star system in Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a lot of things from Grand Theft Auto they borrowed into their open world situation. And you know, but instead of this time, it's more of a circular bar, and it just every time you you break the law and someone sees you do it, it slowly goes up and up and up and up. And if it goes totally up, you're kind of viewed as a criminal. So if heralds that are speaking on the street see you, they'll say, there's the guy right there, go get him and everything. And, you know, people will start chasing you, guards will start chasing you. So, you have to start, when your notoriety gets too high, you got to start lowering it. And there's like three ways, I believe, to get rid of that. Like you have wanted posters hanging around, you can rip off a wanted poster to take off 25%, or if there's one of the heralds talking, there's this heretic going around assassinating us, he's the bane of everything that is good, you can run to the side of him and throw him some money and you'll bribe him, and he's like, there's a sale going on. There's a sale over at the nearest blacksmith.
That's pretty
funny. So they have a lot of new things that they're adding to that to make it more realistic. Like if you're doing a lot of bad stuff and you're not doing anything to fix it, people are going to point you out and find you. So there's a lot of those things that just make for a great, great situation. And man, I could talk about this for hours and hours and hours. It's so good because there's so much to do. I haven't even talked about the hub world. Like you have your own little town, your own little mansion that's kind of like your own little achievement den. Every time you do, you can buy artwork, every time you get a weapon, it shows up in your weapon, your armory. I mean, it's just so much stuff to do, and there's so much to collect. It's a massive game. In December, man, have that be your first game purchase. And Chris,
it will be. It's
ASAP.
Yeah, that's going to be my Christmas game, where if I open up, if I get it, I'm just going to play that like all day long. And eat a lot of food.
Too many games.
Did you get the collector's edition one that came with the action figure?
No, I just got the regular edition. I'm not too much of a fan on special editions. I would have gotten the Modern Warfare 2, the goggles and everything,
one.
The prestige edition, but it was just the price was just,
$150. I wouldn't have bought it. If I didn't get it as a gift, I probably wouldn't have bought it, but it's, yeah, the goggles are awesome.
Well, that's it for me. I really don't want to bash about Assassin's Creed 2 anymore because I won't stop. So it's a great game. Play it, buy it, love it, live it.
Cool.
All right,
Jeff, take it away, man.
Besides Modern Warfare, which I already talked about, and Demon's Souls, what else did I play? Played a little bit. I just picked up actually Mario Brothers Wii today.
Oh, cool. How was that?
I only got to play a little bit when I was at GameStop, and then I watched Tanya play it for a little bit before we started recording. It's fun. It reminds me a lot of New Super Mario Bros. On the DS in terms of what it looks like. Of course, it looks better, but I mean, the style of it, it's pretty much the same.
Good, that's good.
The level design is pretty much, that's Mario, that's good. Yeah, it's got an overworld just like Mario 3 did in Mario DS. Not much really I can comment too much. The only suit I got to try out was the propeller suit, which when I played it, to operate it, you have to shake the Wiimote, which I can't stand. There's got to be another way to do it. I'm going to look in the manual to see if I can figure it out, because it just felt so weird how it's, you got to jump, and if you want the actual propeller to spin, you got to shake the remote. And
it's just annoying.
Yeah, I don't want to do this. I can't really talk too much about that. I did pick up God of War Collection, of course, yesterday.
Of course. I would expect nothing less.
And I need God of War stuff, so it actually looks a lot better than I thought it did. I've only played a little bit of the first game. I haven't tried the second game out yet. The actual gameplay looks really good. Like, it looks like an HD. I don't want to say it looks like a... It probably would have passed for a first-gen PS3 or 360 game, I think. Like, one of the ones ported up from, like, Xbox or PS2. Like, because that's really what they were. They're upgraded PS2 and 360, Xbox games, like most first gen games were. So they're not too detailed, but they looked really, really smooth, and they ran at a much better frame rate. It's locked at 60 frames, so it's so smooth, and so it's just everything flows together so well now, and it impressed me. I expected just like a little bit better than upscaling, but you can tell they really went into it and kind of redid the assets to be in HD. Except for the cutscenes, which look like total ass.
Oh, I was just about to ask you that too.
Yeah, I was reading all the reviews. Like, yeah, the cutscenes, they didn't touch up. It looks pretty bad. It's just pretty much upscaled from the original cutscenes were on the PS2. And then I started the first God of War. In the very beginning, it's a close up of half of Kratos' face, which is in game engine. Then the camera pulls back, and he says, "The gods have what do you say, the gods have deceived me or something like that, or abandoned me, the gods have abandoned me. And then it changes into the CG cutscene of him jumping off the cliff. And that part where it pulls out is in-game engine. I was like, oh, this looks fine. It's definitely looks better than the PS2 version. But then you hit the first in-game cutscene of the actual game, and I'm like, oh, okay. They obviously did this only the title screen one because of the title screen, and now this looks like... It looks like an upscaled version that you could play... If you played God of War 1 on your PS2 and use the upscaler, it looks like that, but then blown up to full screen, 16:9 to take up like the entire... If you're using an HD screen. So it really looks pretty bad. I think it looks actually worse than what the original game looks like when you're playing it on a backwards compatible system, because it doesn't show in full 16:9. At least from what I can remember, it doesn't blow it up for full screen. Whereas this does. So, yeah. So it really makes it stand out. But on the bright side, it makes the gameplay parts look that much better. But it's got awards, $40.
That's I think a great it's worth deal
it.
Too.
Yeah, it is a good deal.
I should get mine tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it's a great deal. At the same time, I kind of wish they did touch up the cutscenes and remaster those as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, you know, whatever. It's God of War. I can't really knock it too much. It's, in my mind, it's like the perfect action game, so.
Did you play the demo? Have y'all played it?
Oh, God of War 3 demo. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, really? I played it at Extra Life. I'll let you give it a shot next time you're over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good. It's awesome.
It is. There's something satisfying about pulling a god's head off with your bare fucking hands.
Yeah.
It really
is. In slow motion.
And then using it as a flashlight.
Nice.
Awesome. Only in God of War.
That's right. Only in God of War.
Played lots of Borderlands. I think my character's up to level 28 or 29
nice,
now,
damn.
I think. Yeah, I just... last night was the first time I played with a full four-player co-op, which is pretty fun. That game
yeah, it is.
Much
it's
better
really
when
fun.
You have four people going at it, because...
You get a lot better stuff, too.
Oh,
a lot
yeah,
better drops.
A lot better stuff. The enemies are
tougher.
A little bit harder. They're tougher. There's more of them, so it just seems more intense. It's cool when you have a good array of... I guess classes in there. Like, we had two soldiers. I was the hunter. And then another friend of mine, he was a siren. So we all had different stuff to help each other out. And it was a lot of fun.
Does anyone use Brick? I feel so bad for Brick, man. No one ever uses Brick.
Yeah. Never seen the Berserker at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I played some Borderlands too. We're starting to play PC on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, it was me and Scott and Jason and Ricky. And the four of us got together and got to play through probably, you know, the first hour and a half, 2 hours of the game. Got up to like a level 11, 12, something like that. And then, we ended up quitting after that. But, man, so much fun. That game is so much fun multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. And I was afraid that when Modern Warfare came out, that I would go away from it because I thought it was going to take all my attention. But I stopped playing Call of Duty. I think it was last night or the night before to play Borderlands. So I'm like, no, this game is still going, still got legs for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want at least play through the story, well, the campaign at least once, and try to do all the missions. I don't know about the Game Plus thing, because I'll have other games to worry about, but we'll see.
Don't play Assassin's Creed.
That's exactly why I'm waiting until December. And I haven't, like I said, I barely touched Dragon Age this Saturday. I'm diving into it. Have no plans for Saturday. Gonna wake up early, stay in my my boxers and t-shirt, sit my ass on the couch, and play Dragon Age all day long.
Nice. So that's
yeah, I'm gonna finally dive into that.
But I wish I could have plans like that.
That's all I got. That's all I've played probably this past week, as far as I can remember anyway. And a little bit of Forza 3 as well.
Okay.
So,
cool. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go through mine real quick. As I mentioned before, we did Borderlands on Monday night. I think we're going to continue to do that on Monday nights, and I really hope so, because I do really, really like that game. It really reminds me of like a Fallout 3 plus PSO, and that's kind of the feeling I get when I play it. So, good stuff there. Phantasy Star Zero, I started a new character just because, like, when I first started, I grabbed the weakest race and the most difficult class to play as, and I think that was a mistake to jump right back into, like, the old way of playing PSO with that advanced character type. So I went and I just made a hunter, and it was a lot easier to get through and play, and, you know, I'm really enjoying it, so I'm going to give that a little chance, get a little more chance. I still wish, I can't wait for Phantasy Star Portable 2, but we'll see what happens.
You really like to hurt yourself with those games. I'm gonna play the worst character.
Well, no, it's I really like to use the Force because they have, you know, all the spells that they can use, and that's why I like using the Force characters, and that's why I picked the character I did. And I'll tell you one thing, man, they don't make that particular race of characters, the Newmans, they don't make them very aesthetically pleasing with like the clothing and stuff that they give them. It's not very, at least not the males. The males look stupid. It's like,
it's also on a DS.
Well, yeah, the horrible graphics aside, you know, just the design of the characters in general, it doesn't feel right to me, at least not like the male Newmans anyway, because they just don't look right. The hunter that I made looks really good, so I'm glad about that. Let's see, shit, what else have I played? Fallout 3, of course. Playing through which one am I on? Broken Steel. Pretty cool, man. These extra missions that they put down in these packs, these are well worth the money. I'm very much enjoying them, and I am totally addicted to this game again. My character is level 28 already. I haven't even finished Broken Steel, and there's two more expansion packs for me to go through. And
the last two are really, really good. I played through all of them. Actually, my favorite was Point Lookout.
Point Lookout is next for me.
Oh,
so
loved it.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, a lot of people say that one's the best one.
It is the best. I love it.
I ran into something else with this downloadable content though. It was like while I was doing Broken Steel, and I'm not gonna give anything away, but there's a point where you have to take out a large group of ghouls, and one of the most powerful ghoul that you ever face is the Reaver, and there's like three of these Reavers that attack you at the same time, and while I was fighting them, all of them glitched out on me to the point where, like, their upper body was going spastic to the point where, like, it just looked like the game was glitchy. It didn't have, like, a steady motion. They were just kind of all over the place. Like, you know how, like in Fallout, when you walk into a room and they basically, the bodies, like, they go ragdoll and they drop them. And every once in a while, you'll get one stuck in the wall and it's, like, twitching like mad. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way their entire upper body was doing. So I'm unloading clips after clip after clip on their upper body and nothing's happening. So while I was doing this, I had to go through this three times because, Star Paladin Cross, my companion that I had with me, she died twice because she can't hit the fucking thing. So the third time in, I went in, I was like, all right, fuck this. And I just started. As soon as I saw those guys, I would shoot them in the head once, and after you shot them in the head once, that's when they would go glitchy on me, and then I just shot them in the foot as much as possible, and they all died. It's like, take that foot, you motherfucker! And I don't know, it was really weird. They were just going like super, super twitch glitch, and I was, you know, it was frustrating me for a while, but did finally get past that part, and, my favorite part about Broken Steel is that it's all about killing the Enclave. And I love taking out the Enclave. There's something very satisfying about breaking out your plasma rifle and getting a sneak attack critical right in the head and watching them turn into goo. It just makes me happy. Just makes me happy. Anyway, let's see. The only other game I played this week was Military Madness, Nectaris, got it on PSN. Zaku Pilot, thank you very much for setting up the event that by the time you're hearing this, it would have happened it would have already happened on this past Friday. But he basically set up an event where members of Hudson and Backbone and VG Evo staff, including Podcast Network members, are playing against the general public. And, you know, they got us codes for the game and, you know, getting to play a little bit. And it's bringing back memories from the old TurboGrafx days. I love it. But yeah, I never actually played the updated version of Military Madness where they actually moved all to 3D graphics. So this is it's a nice little change, and it feels just like it did back in the TurboGrafx days. It's very simple, very straightforward, very fast paced. And yeah, it's really good. If you're into, turn-based strategy, it's definitely a good game. So check it out.
Cool.
And yeah, that's it for me. So Jeff, I'm going to give the show back to you, man, because I want to do some news.
Okay, got some news here. Some interesting stuff. Number one, Sony said in a recent interview that they are actually thinking about instating some kind of subscription service to the PSN network. But they are going to keep the regular PSN as it stands now is still going to be totally free.
Good.
So what they're going to incorporate this, who knows? But you'd think that they need to put something, some kind of big carrot on the end of that stick to get people to subscribe.
Yeah, they're talking about all this premium content. I'm trying to figure out what premium content
means. I'm thinking
means.
they're gonna finally get party systems and cross game chat. And
I'm afraid that's what it's gonna
be. You're gonna have to get subscribed to the service because that's the only thing I could possibly think of that people actually want. Besides, if they said, okay, we're actually gonna start charging for online gameplay, that would actually get them subscriptions.
Yeah, they won't do that. They better not, because that would piss off everybody. And that would go against everything that they've ever said about PSN and what it stood for.
And they've never done that before.
Well.
Sony, go back on their word? Never.
I don't know.
I agree with you, Chris. That would be absolutely terrible. You know, everybody who's had the PlayStation 3 from the start, and they're like, where's my cross-game chat? Where are these other features that Xbox Live has? Okay, here's all the features that Xbox Live has, but hey, we're charging two now. Yeah. I just don't see them doing that. Yeah. And plus, they're saying that they're thinking of the possibility of this happening. So, I mean, do you think it'll even happen this generation with the PS3, or they're going to think about that for future consoles?
Well, I really think that it's going to end up being similar to what they tried to do with Core. I mean, Core was a ridiculous failure, but... You know, the concept of it was pretty good. You know, there was a lot of developer interviews and a lot of, you know, inside videos and stuff like that. But
yeah, but they took away the one carrot in Core that was actually getting people to subscribe, and that was entries to betas and also
beta
demos.
Codes and stuff like
so
that.
So this could also be another thing that they might throw into that premium service is it might be the same way as MS does it. Hey, if you have our version of Gold, whatever they're going to call it, you get access like a week earlier, 2 weeks earlier to this demo or this beta or something. Because they're going to have something big. And I really think it's going to be the party system and cross-game chat if they actually bring it.
Oh, God, I hope
not. That would be so bad.
Yeah, I really hope not. Well, I mean, the one thing that I will say is if they're going to do this, they better price it a lot cheaper than Xbox Live. You know, I mean, what premium content could they give you based on what you have right now for PSN, based on that you're getting for free, what premium content could they possibly give you that would make it worth $50? A year.
Probably nothing that I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, I have everything I need.
I don't think it'll be $50 a year, but it might be something like, I don't know, like $20 a year.
I can imagine $20 a year. And if it's, you know, if $20 a year is going to get me cross game chat and some additional features here and there, you know, I'd probably think about getting it. But you know, who knows? I mean, I guess we'll find out what premium content means. I'm really thinking that it's very possible that premium content might have something to do. Like maybe you get some perks from like, the video store. Maybe you get rentals and stuff from their video service. So I don't know. Maybe they've got a lot of stuff there that you can mess with. You know,
well, like I said, they're thinking about it right now, and business wise, it makes sense because as much as people want to rag on MS for charging $50 for Xbox Live, people pay for it and that's bringing in so much profit and revenue. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that gives MS the money to spend on other things like, I don't know, securing timed exclusives or whatnot. So, and Sony's lost a shit ton of money this generation so far. So it would make sense to them to start getting some kind of revenue because they always brag about how much how many other consoles are actually online and playing games. And that's just a place where they can bring in money no matter what it is. And even if only like a third or not even a third, like a quarter of the people that are signed into PSN take the subscription, it's going to be free money no matter what to them.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it'll be a good thing just as long as they give us something worthwhile to pay for.
Right. That's really what it boils down to. I don't mind paying for Gold because it's worth it. You know, if I'm going to play games online, I don't mind playing the games online and paying the $50 a year or whatever it is, because a lot of times you can find it on Amazon or something like that. You can find a card for, you know, $39 or something like that. I don't mind doing that because, you know, the service really, it works, and the cross-game chat is great and the in-game chat is great. Everything has in-game chat. So, I mean, that's really helpful and it really seems like it's worth it to me. So if they actually make it worth the money, I'm okay with them charging as long as it's worth it.
Yep, but the problem is now is if Sony does this, it takes the pressure off MS forever dropping the ability to pay for online play. Like, they'll never drop that. Or the ability to, like, people are saying, well, okay, PSN's getting closer and closer to Xbox Live, but it's still free to play online. And, like, hey, at least drop the free-to-play online, at least give Silver members on Xbox Live that. If Sony charges for anything, that just takes all the pressure off Microsoft to ever do that. Because then they can be like, hey, well, they're charging for these other features that we give you with an Xbox Live subscription and whatever. And
I don't know. I'm not sure if I agree with that. Because they still allow you the heart of PSN is still there. You can still play games online for free.
Yeah.
And that's really what's
important. That's not what my point was, though, Chris.
I know.
It's going to take pressure off Microsoft to make that free to silver users. Because then,
why does it take pressure off though? Because PSN users still have it for free.
Because then Sony's going to start charging. This is a theory. If Sony starts charging for stuff that Xbox Live gives you already for gold, they're like, hey, we charge people to play online. You guys don't. But at the same time, we have stuff you can use on our silver that you can't do on PSN. You have to pay for. So it's kind of like they can be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. Like, you don't have to pay to play online on PSN. But at the same time, you have party chat and all this other stuff you get for free or not necessarily party chat, but other stuff you get, cross-game chat and whatnot for free on Xbox Live Silver that you have to pay for on PSN.
Hmm.
And then they can just be like, oh, we'll just lower the price. But
well, yeah, that's assuming that's one of the premium things that they put in there. So.
Yeah.
All right, I see your point. I guess this is all speculation right now. So I mean, we have to see what happens in the future.
Yeah, we'll see.
If I have to pay to play Call of Duty on my PlayStation, I'll be pissed.
Well, that might be coming up too, and you might be playing more Call of Duty, Travis, because Activision has pulled in another team to add to the Call of Duty franchise.
Wait, so they have three Call of Duty teams now?
Well, they're gonna have three apparently. Yeah, they have Treyarch, Infinity Ward, and. And the rumored, what was that developer that was split off by the guys who made Dead Space? I can't remember what they're called, but Activision.
They're called Who's?
But yeah, so Activision's really starting to whore out everything now. And I remember Call of Duty is one of the games I stuck up for with Activision. Like, you know what? Call of Duty franchise is still okay. It's still every year, but at least it's being made by a separate team. So every team has 2 years development, where now it looks like they're going to be cranking out maybe two in 1 year and one in another or something. Oh, or maybe this is going to be the MMO that is rumored, the Call of Duty MMO, which of course would be somehow monetized to play online.
And of course,
Kotick already said if it was up to him, he would charge people to play Call of Duty online. So
of course he would.
If it was up to him, people would just hand him money and he wouldn't have to do anything for it.
Yeah. Well, did you hear about all that shit about him selling all the stocks?
No.
Because he bought them. He bought, I guess it was $2 million of stocks in Activision years ago. And the day Call of Duty came out, he sold them all. So he made something like over $20 million.
I did hear about that.
Without doing a damn thing. I got to give props. He's a smart investor. He invested in the company when it was not worth that much. And then now he's president and he turned it into where the stock's worth a crap load. So kudos to that. But fuck you anyway.
I know. He's still a dick.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the country is given pay cuts and layoffs.
I know,
but,
right?
Hey, Bobby Kotick is raking in the beans, baby.
He made $27 million by hitting enter.
I know, right?
Like that baby on the E-Trade commercial.
All right, we need to get off this topic because I really don't want to talk about Activision anymore. They don't deserve our coverage.
That's okay. Well, another thing you probably won't care about either, but the VGAs. Figure it's worth their coverage, and that would be Halo Reach. It's going to be unveiled at the VGAs December, I think the 12th is when it is, or December 4th or 6th or something.
Whatever. Does anybody really pay attention to the VGAs?
Well,
now?
Fuck yeah. We don't, but I mean, casual gamers and shit like that, for sure. Yeah. I think they wouldn't be doing it every year and all that stuff if people didn't pay attention.
You know, if they took the VGAs seriously and got rid of all the... I mean, I love me some half-naked women in bikinis. Sorry, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying, if they took it away... If they took away that and made it a serious deal, a big deal, and stopped making it all goofy, because, you know, as gamers, a lot of people... When are they going to take us seriously? When are they going to take these you know, us as gamers seriously? This is a true media format, like movies and music. You know, we're there now. You know, games are at that echelon. Okay, well, VGAs need to take their shit seriously because last year made us look like a bunch of 13-year-olds. It was ridiculous.
The year before that, too. I mean, the VGAs have always been that way. And they're not going to be taken seriously until they revamp their entire process.
True. But at least they're getting the games down pat in terms of what should and shouldn't be. For the most part, nominated. Like, I'm looking right now at the nominees. And Best RPG, this is what's up for Best RPG for this year. It's Borderlands, Demon's
okay.
Souls,
okay.
Dragon boop, boop. Age, Dragon Age Origins,
okay.
and Mario and Luigi's Bowser's Inside Story. So they're actually doing, and Best Multiplayer Game, Borderlands, Call of Duty, ODST, Left 4 Dead 2.
What's up for Game of the Year?
Game of the Year is Batman Arkham Asylum, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Left 4 Dead 2, Uncharted 2, and Assassin's Creed 2.
What? Really?
Yes.
Amazing.
So at least they're kind of getting in the... Although I am... There's one here that it's kind of Best Independent Game Fueled. I guess what's called, what I'm thinking of, isn't independent. But they have Explosion Man, Flower, Osmos, and Trials HD. But I guess, what's it called?
Shadow Complex?
Yes. I guess that's not independent.
That wasn't independent.
That's
yeah.
epic, so...
I was really afraid this is going to happen. Killzone 2 is just getting dicked over out of everything, isn't it?
I don't think it's getting dicked over, dude.
Is it on there anywhere?
It's nominated.
No, but it's nominated
PS3
for
game.
PS3 game. But right. In terms of best shooter, let's see where best shooter is. It's definitely not better than Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, that's for sure. Did you even play? Yeah, you played it for a bit, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I did. I own it. Just haven't beaten it yet.
I played it too. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's decent. It's also nominated for best graphics.
Okay.
I don't think it
came out so early in the year, you know. It's just one of those things where it was a technical milestone. I don't care what anybody says, whether you like Killzone or not. It was damn impressive what it looked like, and
which is why it's nominated for best graphics.
Well, yeah, there you go. And I was afraid that it was just going to get overlooked. And I guess with the Game of the Year nominees,
and it's actually nominated for best shooter. Best shooter is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Halo 3, ODST, Killzone 2, and Left 4 Dead 2.
Good.
Out of those, I'd probably say Modern Warfare 2 is going to win, and Killzone 2 would be a close second.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's getting screwed over.
Okay, good. That's the thing. I didn't know if it was or not. I'm just glad it's not. I was afraid that it was going to be.
Yeah, it just wasn't nominated for Game of the Year, which I don't think it really should be overall. So, but then again, I haven't played
Neither should
Batman.
Batman.
Too, and I don't
Sorry.
Think I should. I think Batman should be. But we'll agree to disagree for that.
Okay. We'll get to that in a later discussion in about a month and a half or so.
Right, yeah.
What are you saying, Travis?
I think this would be a great topic. After the awards are over with, mm-hmm. it would be a great topic for a topic of the week. Because, I mean, like basically, you know, going back to what we were talking about, why, you know, how we wish the VGAs would take themselves seriously. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
see how
outside,
they present themselves.
The outside world. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I really, really hope that they do that. I think it'd be a good conversation piece.
Yeah, we actually, I think we did that our first year.
Right?
We
might have been.
Something like that.
I can't remember.
We talked
if
about
we
how
we
kind of wished it was be more like the Oscars, where it's not necessarily best game, best, like, shooting game, best action, but more like best designer, like best publisher, best whatever, writer.
I did notice they have best developer, and I do like that
category.
They do
category. Have that,
yeah.
But my gripe is, I have a gripe.
Gripe away.
THQ is my, like, sleeper pick developer of the year. Well, no, they're publishers, though, right? They publish.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know there's no publisher of the year then, but nonetheless, man, oh, man, I wish THQ would get some
love.
Some love, because they had a great year.
They had UFC. They did UFC, right?
Yeah, they put out UFC, which sold, I mean, that's the highest selling fighting game.
Yeah, it sold a shit ton.
Ever this year. I mean, it was awesome. Yeah. And what else did they do? My mind went blank.
I'm trying to think either. They have Darksiders. I'm not sure if Darksiders is this year or next year.
No, that's next. That's January. Isn't it January 1st?
Is it really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't it New Year's Day?
Something like that. Yeah, actually, what's it called? I wasn't even nominated for Best Fighting Game. But, weird.
Most of the stuff that they've done has been that type of fighting and wrestling kind of stuff. Because they also did like WWE SmackDown or Raw. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they've always put out most of the time. But yeah, I mean, they've got, they're doing Darksiders. They're publishing Darksiders, right? And that comes out next year.
Yeah, welcome to 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm interested in that game.
Well,
I think
more like
game
a minute
was
and a half.
Badass.
Ago, but, yeah,
well, I was looking it up while you guys were talking about it. So.
Oh, that's probably why you said it. It's supposed to be coming out like January 1st or something like that.
All right. Yeah,
Travis said something like that. So it looks like a decent God of War
look-alike.
Like, click-alike, yeah. Like that and Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Don't get me started about Dante's Inferno.
As in, like, yes or no, you're not impressed?
As in, yeah, you know what? Everybody hates on it. Everybody with a voice in the video game.
I think it looks incredible, man.
Everybody thinks it's going to be trash. Everybody disses the game. They diss the developers. They diss the advertising they're doing for it and everything.
I'm really looking forward to it, personally.
Oh, I pray that game is amazing. All of these naysayers.
It is surprising because it's the same developer who did Dead Space, and to kind of underestimate them would be kind of dumb at this point.
I agree.
Exactly.
Because Dead Space was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, and that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then the content material is just so ripe for a video game version of it. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
Let's hope so.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Cool. The game that Chris was excited about, I remember you were excited for the game. At least I think you were.
I'm more excited now.
You didn't really play too much of it back when you got it for the Wii, but No More Heroes is being ported over to the PS3 and 360.
Yes, it is!
Only announced right now for Japan. It'll probably come here. Let's go out on a limb. You heard it here first. We're breaking it. It's coming to America.
If it doesn't, I'm going to Play Asia and importing that shit for the PS3. Yeah. That's for sure.
PlayAsia.com.
PlayAsia.com.
If you guys saw some of the screenshots, it looks like they did. Looks like they can speak English. Looks like they did a little bit more than upgrading the graphics into high def. It looks like they added.
They look pretty good. They changed the assets. They actually added polygons to the assets. You can tell they've actually increased the triangle count.
Yeah, when I actually saw the pictures, I was like, oh, cool, No More Heroes 2 is coming to PS3 and 360. Then I read the article, I'm like, oh, what? This is a port of the first one. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, what did they call it? It's like Extra Sweet Edition or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, that's what it's called. And it's because, like, they actually have, like, this super sweet mode where, as you're playing the game, all the female characters are in skimpy outfits.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, but it's there and sex sells.
Yes, very sweet mode.
Yeah, very very sweet mode. There you go. Very very sweet sweet mode has all the chicks in like bikinis and shit.
Cool.
It's ridiculous.
When you're watching those chicks in bikinis, maybe we'll find out this E3 whether or not your heart rate will go up while playing maybe No More Heroes 2. Because that's when Nintendo is going to be showing their vitality sensor games.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
So this June.
I knew it was coming soon.
I think it's June or July. Yeah, I guess it's June 14th to 17th. I think that's when E3 is this year. Be sure to check that out. I know if we're going to be there, Chris, we should definitely.
I'm going to try and set up an entire day of interviews with Nintendo to talk about the vitality sensor.
And I know Jason is going to be all over that shit, too.
Hell yeah, man.
Hold on.
I think I was trying to talk with you guys to see if I was going to be y'all's camera bitch.
That's right. That's right.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Jeff, I'm really wondering, how do you think we should start that kind of interview, though?
I don't think we should really start. I think we should, you know what? We should actually call Jason. Travis, you have Jason on your speed dial, right?
I do, actually.
Actually, just give him a quick call right now and ask him what he feels about Nintendo's Vitality Sensor games being revealed at E3, because he's going to be ecstatic. I know it.
Give me 1 second. Right. I've already started to speed
down. Cool, nice.
Hey, man, what's going on? You already know what we're talking about? You know why I'm calling?
Oh of course.
Okay, well, never mind. Okay, we'll let you go. No, I didn't talk about Street Fighter. No, I didn't. Okay, all right, bye. All right, feel better. See ya. Okay, anyway. Yeah, he just wanted to say,
Who
gives a
gives
shit?
A shit? That,
nice.
Really? They had a press play? Really?
And just when I thought we were about to break the fourth dimension of video games, they give us the fucking
vitality sensor. You know you love it, man. You know you love it.
It would be awesome if it could be a lie detector test when they're giving interviews to the people at E3. They can put it on their finger and be like, okay, so what do you think about this? Be like, it's awesome, I can't wait to play it. Oh shit.
It's gonna have electrodes in it to shock you when you're lying. That's what you get for lying to Nintendo.
Oh man, I don't.
The DS prints money. The vitality sensor shocks the shit out of you.
The only thing I could see this thing being even remotely useful for is the workout stuff to monitor your heart rate. That is the only thing.
That's all it could be used for, and I still don't want it. Because you know what? They sell heart rate monitors. Just go buy one. It's fine.
Exactly. Well, that was your news, guys. That was
Jeff.
Yo,
Jeff, I have to call you out, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, go for it.
You forgot something.
What did I forget?
You forgot.
Oh
something.
My God! Hold on. Let me think about it.
It's very important. And I'm very sad that you forgot it.
And give me a hint.
Dot. That's your hint. Dot.
Oh, son of a bitch!
Yes,
that's fail. Right. Oh my God.
3D okay. Dot Game Heroes
yes,
has been
Atlas
announced
it over.
For America, yes. Being released by Atlas on what's the date? May 11th, 2010, for the budget yes. price of $40. This is
hey,
exciting
Atlas.
Fucking news. I saw the American trailer today, and I was just grinning from ear to ear. I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever.
It does look awesome. You know why I think I forgot that? Because I think, wasn't that just announced today?
It was announced, no. The launch trailer was today. It was actually announced, Tuesday, I think.
Was it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I remember just reading it somewhere that it was just confirmed today, what I thought, that Atlas brought it over. And I think I might have read that after I even sent out the news. And I didn't even think about putting that in there.
I'm so excited about this. I don't, you know, everyone's giving it hell about the fact that it's going to be a Zelda clone and all that shit. I don't care. It looks hilarious. It looks funny as shit. And I think you could even customize your character. I don't know this for a fact, but you know, you look at
it looks like
if you look at their trailer, it's got like the chick with the bow and arrow and it's got the guy with the spear. It looks like you might be able to customize your character and like make your own shit. And that's just awesome.
That would be badass.
It would be badass. I am so looking forward to this.
Atlas should be up there for publisher.
I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah. I sent him the trailer before we started recording because he wasn't sure what it. He hadn't heard of it yet. So, but yeah, it's
that's cool.
I love this article on Destructoid. And at the very bottom, it says, 3D Dot Game Heroes hits North America on May 11th, 2010. If this game is not excellent, I will make love to a copy of Two Human.
I'd have a threesome with Two Human and Lair.
Oh, shit. Alright, well, thank you, Jeff, for the news. Let's take a break.
Alright, let's do that.
When we come back, we'll talk about our holiday gift guide, and then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be back right after this.
It's time for your cup.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. And that would be the world of Warcraft.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because your limited online game time should not be ruined by douchebags.
Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Your face welcome back.
Your mom's face.
Oh, your
back.
Mom's face.
Whoa.
You got double teamed. Sorry.
So did your mom.
Hey-o.
Oh.
All right. This week we are talking about holiday gifts and like what you should be looking for during Black Friday since it's this week. So we got a few emails on the subject. So do you guys want to start with that, or do you want to go around the table and see what everybody thinks?
Let's do our thing first for this one, because it's not really, you know, it's just quick and whatever, and we'll make comments as we go along with the emails.
Okay, that sounds good.
Just to change it up, you know, throw people for a loop there, and you know.
Let's talk some presents.
All right. Well, Travis, you're our guest. Why don't you give us a start?
All right. You know, I was writing a list of things that I was looking online, like, what do I want? And when it comes down to it, I'm kind of boring. I'm like a gift card type of guy. I like gift cards, man, because I don't want someone to say, hey, I heard you like video games. Do you like this game? You know, don't give me a chore. Don't give me a reason to have to go to a store. Don't give me a game that I'm not going to play that I have to wait a whole 24 hours the day after Christmas to go return it and swap it out for something. Give me a gift card. And let me do my thing. You know, let me just go get what I want. So I'm always a gift card kind of guy, but I know that I can't just cop out and say gift cards. So I had to find some other things. Like if I was asked by the, you know, parents or Megan, you know, what do you want? I've always wanted a nice pair of like surround sound gaming headphones.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
I would
one.
Love to have a nice pair. Like what are those, Turtle Beach? Headsets they have, is that what they're called? But those are supposed to be really good. Like I would like a really nice pair of those.
And actually, you know, it was a funny thing. After Jason had asked me, and Chris had reminded me what the feature was about. I had an email from Zazzle because I bought a couple of T-shirts for them, and they actually said they had these new things in, and they have these skateboard decks, the wheelless skateboard decks, where you can customize what they have on it. And I'm thinking, like, oh man, that would be awesome. And it clicked to me in my head for this feature. Man, I've been all about this year. About my man cave.
Yeah.
You know, I've been all about it this year, and man, I would love to give me like a skateboard deck to go across, and you can like put like all these artsy looking like Nintendo controllers that says like gamer on. You can put anything you want in Zazzle. So you can create pretty much anything you want, put your own pictures on it. It's really, really neat. So it's actually something, and it's like $15 off the purchase that the email had. So I was actually thinking about getting something like that or pointing that toward, you know, Megan's way, saying, hey, look, I'm interested in getting something like that. But then, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, what about other people? And honestly, now that they've all pretty much gotten a price drop, I mean, this is console time for everybody. Everybody's got a price drop.
This is the Christmas when everybody's going to go out and buy systems. This is
going to be really telling this holiday season of who's going to try to be the front runner on, you know, for the whole, you know, quote unquote console war. Of course, Wii's are still going to sell pretty well, I'm assuming, especially at the $199 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I actually want to pick up a Wii now. Again,
there are some good games on the Wii. I mean, people, we diss it a lot, but I mean, think about one of the games that I've recently been playing a lot of, and that's Muramasa. I mean, Muramasa is a game for the hardcore gamer, and you know, even casual players can play it too, because they actually have a mode that's a little bit easier, you know? And so there's a lot of good games on it. And then with Super Mario Brothers Wii that just came out, I mean, 4-player online play. I mean, that's good stuff right there. So, I mean, they've got some good games. It's just, you know, it usually is the butt of the joke when it comes to like the stupid shit they come out, you know, all the third party stuff that people are just trying to make a buck with the waggle control.
Yeah. The shovelware and everything.
Exactly.
Megan and I had the Wii before, and it got to the point where all I was doing was playing the virtual console. So it was at the,
well, that's,
you know,
not a bad,
at,
that's not
the,
a bad thing.
No, I love it. It was great. And, I was at the point where I was like, well, I'm not playing this anymore. I got an Xbox. I like that, but I really would like a PlayStation 3. I really want a PlayStation 3. I play it more, and it's a Blu-ray player. So we just ended up selling the Wii on Craigslist, but we just did a cold swap for a 60 gig backwards compatible because we did this transaction when the Wii was still impossible to find.
And you got the better end of that deal.
Yeah. I put that ad out, and I got a call 6 hours. I mean, I put the ad out in the morning. I owned a PlayStation that night. Like, it was amazing how fast it came out. So they wanted a Wii that bad, and it was a good gig. But I'm at the point now where I think I want it. I want it back again. Like, I want a new one. I want to try that Tiger Woods with the Wii Motion Plus. I want Super Mario really, really bad because I'm just a sucker for Mario.
Yeah.
And then Galaxy 2 is coming out.
Have you played Galaxy?
I beat Galaxy. Okay. I got all the stars with Mario and Luigi. I love
Galaxy.
Oh,
and
Luigi? Yes.
Oh, okay. See, you're even more hardcore with me, too. I didn't get them all with Luigi.
Oh, so fun. I actually thought Luigi was easier.
Yeah, because he does play a lot different. It's interesting. But this is the time to get it, man. It's right in the heart of you know, it's $200 now. It's right at that price point where it's easy to get your hands on it and justify the purchase. And, you know, there are some good games out there.
And they're going to bundle them really well, too. There are going to be some nice bundles, especially Black Friday. We were speaking about Black Friday a lot. There's going to be some kick-ass bundles, you know, day after Thanksgiving. So I'm actually excited about what they have. And I will keep my eye open day after Thanksgiving for the Wii of what they have available, if they have any good deals, because I would love to get me one.
Cool. All right.
That's me. That's all I got.
All right. Jeff, you want to go through some stuff?
Sure. Pretty much touching on what Travis said, this is going to be the year for consoles. They've all had a price drop. I think they're all within, for the majority of the part, they're almost all at that sweet spot. Right now, the 360 and Wii is at the sweet spot of $199, but the PS3, for what you're getting, is an awesome deal. I think at the most, it's the most... It's the most bang for your buck, for sure.
Absolutely.
So my advice would be, if you only have one of the two major consoles, 360
or PS3,
it's time to go
get the other one.
Time to grab another one.
Yeah.
Especially if you already have a PS3, grab a 360 because it is the cheaper, and you can just get... I would even say at this point, if you you can even grab an arcade one, and you can probably find, like you were saying off on the break, Chris, that you can get an hard drive for pretty cheap right now if you look at the right places. Like if you look on Craigslist or eBay.
Yeah.
Just
if you
be
look
careful
on eBay
of what
too, especially.
Yeah.
Just watch out for the knockoffs, because I'm not sure that they'll work.
Yeah,
really
I don't
well
really know if they will either.
And but, also, they're the new wireless routers they just announced. I think Madcast made them, but they're for PS3 and Xbox, so it's cheaper, and it supposedly works really well for the Xbox 360.
Oh, really?
So if
yeah,
you don't,
it's,
if
it's
you don't
a
want
wireless, to get $100,
it's a wireless bridge. Essentially,
yeah. If you don't want the proprietary Xbox parts, you can actually get something. You have an option,
right,
which is good.
I'm pretty sure it's just a wireless bridge. I think it plugs into the Ethernet port and it just turns it into a wireless connection. just like all the rest of those, I mean, that's what I use for my PS3 and for my 360 right now. So, and okay. I was using it for my PS2 as well. And that's really the way to go. So I'll tell you one thing.
Oh, yeah.
One thing not to buy this holiday season is that stupid N adapter that they're bringing out for
$100. The N adapter.
Yeah. The new wireless adapter for the 360 that has the two antenna on it.
Yeah. I saw that today for the first time. What is that exactly?
Okay. So this is actually they actually talked about this on 360 Nation recently, and I sent in an email to them and basically, you know, laid out what it was all about. So there's several different wireless, you know, protocols. You know, you have the A, which is it's old school. Then you have B, which most people are familiar with, B and G, which most people are familiar with. And now there's N. Well, N, like, okay, so B can get up to 11 megabits per second of data back and forth. G gets up to 54. N theoretically can get up to 300. Right now, you know, most people are, you know, the best they're getting out of it is like 140, 150. But, you know, in theory, it can get that high. The problem is no one's internet connection can get even close to that. So having an N, unless you're doing LAN parties with your 360s, having an N adapter is useless because it doesn't do anything for you.
Is it money?
They made this one $100, and now apparently the other adapters dropped down to 70 or 80 or something, which is still too much money for what it is.
Oh, it should be in the box.
Absolutely. It should be in the fucking box.
I mean,
box.
The fucking DS has Wi-Fi.
That was a good example. I was going to use that example too. Every friggin' system out this generation has Wi-Fi included, except for the 360. Yeah. And they're all doing it for cheaper or the same price.
Exactly.
You know, and it's ridiculous. You know, the Wii has it for $200. The PSP has it for $170. The DS has it for $130 even, because the DS Lite has it. So there's no excuse for what Microsoft is doing with this shit. The regular adapter should be included. But in reality, people don't buy into this bullshit hype about this N adapter. It is useless for you right now. Unless you have an internet connection that can handle the output, or which you won't, I promise. Or you are doing major LAN parties all the time, the N adapter is a waste of time. I'm still running off of a B Ethernet bridge, and it's like a 6 or 7 megabit connection. So I never get to the point where I max out that internet, that wireless interface. So, don't buy into the hype. Don't buy the friggin' wireless adapters. It's not worth it. Go find yourself a nice, cheap little internet bridge, or even the Madcast one that was just mentioned.
Okay, so moving on from the buyer's guide.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, the Madcast is a wireless N. I'm looking at it, and it's $79.99, $20 less off the MSRP price.
And you said it works for both?
This one...
Why would you want it for anything
else? What I read on Kotaku was one that worked for both, but actually the one I'm looking at that's Madcast right here is Xbox only.
Well, I don't see why would you want it for a PS3, because it's built in.
It already has a built in, yeah. Actually, you know what? My wireless, my internal wireless does not work. I have to run wired.
Crappy.
It's never worked.
Oh, weird.
I can't get my feed. I don't know if it's my network or whatnot, but it's not. It can't read my wireless. So I have to run wired.
Weird.
So I could use it.
If you're using an actual bridge, like I have my bridge hooked up to my Ethernet port in my PS3, so I actually have two wireless connections on my PS3. One of them is for actually communicating with the internet, and the other one is for my PSP, so I can do ad hoc party.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to talk about that later.
Yeah, we can go through that later.
Okay. That's feature. No.
If you don't have one of the new consoles, if you're still playing your PS2 or your Xbox or your GameCube, I can stop feeling sorry for you if you finally go out and buy any one of them right now, PS3 or 360 again, because of the prices. But I will say, if you don't have any of them, my choice this year would probably be go with the PS3. The $299 Slim is a friggin' great deal. If it was about a year ago or 2 years ago, I definitely would have said definitely go for the 360 because of all the games stuff. But I think this year, Sony really did a good job with getting out those exclusives that everyone was waiting for.
Yeah, no kidding.
And early next year is going to be the same thing. And finally, for the most part, 80% of the multi-platform games are just about as equal or like exactly the same on PS3 and 360. So there's not that much of a difference we were seeing a couple years ago. And for what you're getting, it is the better deal. There's no arguing that. So if you don't have any of them, I'd pick up a PS3 first for sure this year. And Blu-ray is here to stay. And you can pretty much get any movie now on Blu-ray. So
that's not even everything's being released for both DVD and Blu-ray. So
it's definitely
the right choice in that situation.
Some games I would definitely pick up. For PS3, you definitely got to go with Uncharted 2. Jason's not on his list, but it's definitely on mine. Killzone 2. Yeah, I'm going to take back some. I said something earlier. I said Killzone 2 probably doesn't deserve to be nominated for Game of the Year. But now that I think about it, it actually does. I think it deserves to be on that list. I just don't think realistically it could ever win it. But that's a totally different show, which we will definitely do.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, Killzone 2. Infamous for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that is a must-have for anyone who has a PS3. And I guess I can probably throw Little Big Planet in there. I know it's not my thing, but I respect it for what it is.
And they have the Game of the Year edition now that has all that DLC that comes with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say grab Demon's Souls, but it's also something that I couldn't recommend everyone to get. Read up on it first.
If you're a hardcore gamer.
I wouldn't even say you're not even a hardcore gamer, because that's the type of game that, even when I heard about it, I was like, this is not for me. I know it's not for me. I'm going to hate it.
If you're a glutton for punishment.
If you are like Chris and you like digital pain, you will love Demon's Souls.
And you'll
that's
love
a box
Demon's
quote
Souls.
Right there. If you love digital
you
pain,
love
you will love Demon's Souls.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't forget Metal Gear.
Metal Gear. Was that this year?
That was last year, but it's still worth it.
Yeah, true. And it is the greatest hits.
It is the greatest hits now, so it's only $30.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It is. What are some other games? I would say actually a peripheral for 360 that I think was largely overlooked, but if you like racing games, the wheel is great. I've loved that wheel.
Oh, really?
I look at racing games now a totally different way than I used to, because now it's just, I don't think I could ever play a racing game again without a wheel. Like, it's the same way with fighting games now. Now that I've, hey, that's another one. Buyer's Guide, get an arcade stick if you like fighting games.
Yes. I can't believe I even forgot about that. Gotta get an arcade stick.
Exactly. Get the TE stick. That's my personal favorite. It's the Mad Catz TE stick.
It's pricey, but the damn thing is worth it, man.
It is a bit pricey, you can feel the quality in it, though. It's great.
It's a big difference in the Sonoma parts. You really can tell the difference.
Yeah. And, so,
if you're really into it.
Yes. You'll also, like the racing thing, won't want to play fighting games with a pad again after you touch it. What am I forgetting here thing? I'm trying to think of other things that you might not think of. I don't know. One of the chat pads, if you like, especially now Facebook and Twitter are now being integrated. Both on 360 right now. Facebook has just been kind of implemented on PS3, but you know it's going to come eventually, more fleshed out. And if you're going to use that stuff, definitely get a chat pad because it comes in handy.
I'll add one for you to kind of go on, because you mentioned Facebook on a PS3 and everything coming up soon. I actually bought me recently the wireless USB keyboard for the PS3.
Oh, nice.
Bluetooth wireless. It is a fantastic piece of equipment. I love it. Like, I actually use my internet browser on my PlayStation now because I have the wireless keyboard. It's excellent. It's like $89. I'm sure you can find it on eBay or go to Fry's. Probably find it cheaper there if you have a Fry's near you. But yeah, I would definitely look into a wireless keyboard. They're awesome.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it for me that I can think. If I think of something else or something reminds me, I'll pipe in.
Well, cool. when we start going through emails and stuff, we'll definitely.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah, it's bound to happen. Right. I decided to just really quick look up the Madcast adapter, and according to Kotaku, it does work for both, and it is a bridge. It plugs directly into the Ethernet port, which means it works for anything that has an Ethernet port. So it'll work on your PS2 as well.
Ooh.
If you're still playing online games on your PS2, I don't know why.
Go back to SOCOM 1.
There you go.
That's one of the first games I played online.
Besides PSO, it was the first game I played online. It was the first PS2 game I played online.
Yeah, it's same here.
Let's see. Well, I don't have much else to add now because, I mean, you covered a lot. I will say that one of the things that I would suggest highly if you do get a PS3 is to look in clearance bins for either SOCOM with the headset or... what was the other End War that came with the headset? Because that Bluetooth headset for the PS3, it's fucking awesome.
Oh, that is really good.
It is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
If you can find, I mean, I don't think it's worth $50, but if you can find it for like 30, maybe even 40, it's well worth it. It is a damn good headset. You know, Jeff mentioned the chat pads. We mentioned, you know, like, keyboards and stuff like that for the PS3. God, it's so hard to add to that now. You guys covered
a lot.
For
the Wii, pick up Miramasa and Dead Space, because those are two amazing
Dead Space,
amazing
what is it,
games
Extinction?
Extraction.
That's it.
Which are both friggin' amazing. And did you guys see the sales for Dead Space in its first month?
They were terrible.
They were like 7,000 or something like that.
It's so disheartening because it's supposed to be a really good game.
Yeah, that just goes to show you what kind of people are buying the Wii, though. It's not hardcore gamers that are buying the Wii right now.
And it seems like the hardcore ones that did buy it at the start either gave up on it or just have no interest in those games.
Right, they just don't care anymore. And it's a shame because that's a really good... And the other one that comes to mind along the same lines is the House of the Dead one that came out recently.
And Resident Evil one just came out. I wonder how that's going to do.
Oh, yeah. Resident Evil, that one came out, too.
It's probably going to bomb, to be honest with you. It may sell more than Dead Space because of the name recognition, but I don't think it's going to sell a million copies. I mean, it's not...
I think you're right.
Well, I will definitely say this. I mean, I support Muramasa wholeheartedly because I love seeing that 2D style still, and I think VanillaWare is the best at it. So I support
Buoyant's
them.
Buoyant's Blob,
and,
too.
Yeah, Buoyant's Blob is awesome as well. So, I mean, that's another good one to get.
It's pretty.
And, you know, you can never have enough, points, like Microsoft points or Nintendo points or even PSN dollars.
Yep.
You know,
points.
You know, you go always go out and get like a $20 card or whatever for that. And I mean, there's, you can get a lot for $20 on these networks.
Absolutely.
And I was going to say, along the same lines with what Jeff said about like the PS3, if you don't have one, on the other hand, if you don't have a 360 yet, man, I hate Activision with all my heart, but man, that Modern Warfare 2 package
it's
awesome, man. That
is
such
nice.
A good deal.
Yeah.
You get two controllers, a 250 gig hard drive, and the game. I can't deny how good of a deal that is.
Yeah,
oh,
awesome.
Two controllers?
Yeah, you get
yeah,
two controllers out of it.
Wow.
You know,
in some places really here, nice. I'm pretty sure at HMV, that's like a Canadian, they basically concentrated mostly on music, but now they've been bringing in video games the last couple of years. I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, because I know their old bundle actually came with the wireless adapter. So if that's still going on, I'm sure you'll get the wireless adapter with that as well, because if you bought a 360, you got that for free. And that was going on for like the longest time, so... If it's still going on now, that's even makes it even better.
Yeah,
that's a good deal. Time.
Yeah, I know.
It's so great. But, it's the season for giving, but man, I love receiving.
that's what she said.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you guys want to go through some emails and
get some
more suggestions from our listeners. All right, so this one is from DevilDog90. He says, how's it going, It Is Crew? DevilDog90 here to answer your question of the week. I think what gamers should be looking for are sweet deals on all the games that they have missed. With such a huge number of games out this year, there are a few that I had to skip on. Batman Arkham Asylum, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, and Brutal Legend are just a few of the examples of the games that I would look for on the cheap. So yeah, I mean, that's a very good point. There's a lot of games out that we didn't get a chance to. I haven't touched Assassin's Creed yet. I haven't touched Sigma 2 yet. I mean, I know you guys have missed out on some games because of it too.
Mm-hmm. Damn right, it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, I want Left 4 Dead 2, but
yeah, I gotta wait for that. That Assassin's Creed 2, and well, my other one was gonna be Mario Wii, but I picked that up today.
I wanted to play that
so
bad.
Your willpower is amazing, Jeff.
Yeah, I know, it's fantastic.
I think the amount of fun you could have at Mario, like getting like 4-player couch, you know, couch co-op, and I mean, it's still like you're still playing against each other though, right?
Yep.
Oh man, that would be such a good time playing with like people like that at a party or something. That'd be a blast.
I can't wait to get my hands on that game. I really can't. I'm looking forward to that. All right, so let's do another email.
Thanks, Double Dog.
Thank you.
This is from Necro. And he says, so Necro here to suggest what people should be looking for this holiday season. Okay, I'm not going to even mention any of the games that pretty much everyone else is going to cover. Modern Warfare and Uncharted, etc. Okay, I have three games I'm going to suggest. I hope this isn't too long. It's not too bad.
That's what she said. Oh.
Number one, Demon's Souls.
Yay.
Okay, simply put, if you can find some way to turn crack cocaine into video game form, this is about what it would end up like. I've put, at least 60 plus hours into it, and I'm on New Game Plus. So he's already beaten the game, apparently.
Wow.
Which, by the way, increases the difficulty by a metric shit ton. Holy crap. I'm so level 150 or so, I think. Anyways, point being, this game is awesome. It's innovative in the online space, and it's left me with some good moments. Word of the motherfucking advice, though. If you gift or buy this, do include a link to the Demon's Souls wiki. Seriously, it's the most useful thing ever. And he actually links it in here, too. So I might throw that in the show notes.
Throw it in the show notes, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Used the wiki. I probably need to use that.
Yeah, really. And he says, and I'll include it at the bottom of this post for you guys. So thank you for that. If you guys don't see it in the show notes, remind me, and I'll put it there.
Cool.
Number two, Final Fantasy Dissidia. Okay, so this game is awesome, and it's the only portable game that I've ever put more than 60 hours into.
More than 60 hours. Jesus.
And he's not the only one I've heard say this, either.
I know, apparently it's really good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a no-brainer for any PSP gamer or Final Fantasy nut. If you've brushed this game off as a cash-in, you are sorely mistaken. This is a 3D fighting gameplay married with RPG elements almost flawlessly. And really, the AI can be very smart and in tougher battles, and in a lot of ways, it's as deep as many other fighters out there, and as later battles are a lot of mind games. All right, cool. Number three, Wet. A pretty good gift for anyone on your list that loves Quentin Tarantino movies. as all the cheesy dialogue and story elements along the ridiculous action scenarios are here. The music is pumping and all around. It's a good action game filled with dumb fun draped in B-action movie backdrops.
Is it still a full price game?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to drop.
I think it is still a full price game.
I'm waiting for it to hit about 40 bucks and then I'll pick it up.
I actually did pick it up already, but I picked it up on when Best Buy was doing their buy two get one free sale.
So I
grabbed a bunch of Best Buy points that I had, and I grabbed that, and I grabbed Ratchet and Clank, and I grabbed Brutal Legend.
Clank's the other game that I'm waiting for December for.
Me too.
Ratchet and Clank is so good. Oh man, if PS3 gamers, if you're into platformers, the new Ratchet and Clank is really good. You started playing it? I have. Oh yeah, I played a lot of it. Extra Life too, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. All right, so thank you, Necro, for the email. You guys have any comments on that? I have so much trouble actually suggesting Demon's Souls to people.
That's the thing. Like,
it's hard to
do. We love
it.
No, everyone knows that. All three of us love it. Jason loves it. Like, so many other people on other shows love it. Everyone seems to love it. But it's just that game you can't, I don't know, I can't recommend it to everyone. Like, there's so many of my friends that love that kind of thing, like the whole, like, dark fantasy stuff. But I can't be like, yeah, you gotta get Demon's Souls. It's awesome. And then they'll say, like, why is it so awesome? And when I'm explaining to them that some of the reason why it's so awesome is because it beats the shit out of you so many times over and over again, but you feel so rewarded when you get better at the game. They look at me like, really? Like, that doesn't sound...
That doesn't sound good at all.
You gotta play it. You have to play the game, but yeah, I can't say, okay, go spend $60 on it because it's a crapshoot. You love it or hate it. I haven't heard anyone say... it's an alright game, it's decent, but whatever. People either just fucking love it or hate the crap out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spend 60, spin 80.
Totally. Be like Travis.
Hey, if you can find the limited edition, definitely pick that up.
Oh, yeah. The awesome. Limited edition is actually really, really great for what it is.
And it's probably really limited because it's Atlas, and that's what
they have. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man. Wet 360, $35, buddy. GameStack.com.
At GameStack? Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go probably order that.
That's STAQ, GameStack.
I'm buying it right now.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, let's change the pace. Cool. How about a voicemail?
Yeah, let's
Sounds good.
Cool.
The hell? What about that guy telling me that you guys are assholes or something? Where the hell is a 706 area code? Like, that's not even Georgia. Anyway, this is David Precious Light.
Precious Light.
Calling about your question of the week, because I have some not-so-insider info on something that's pretty awesome on Black Friday. If people want to basically punch and gouge their way to it, Walmart is supposedly having a deal where if you buy a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox Live Arcade or Xbox Arcade, whatever, you can get them both for $400, which is basically $100 savings.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, that would be a good idea for what people should buy.
If you don't have either.
I don't think I heard about anything else. I do know that Walmart is also having exceedingly low prices on some HD TVs. That's about as far as I know on that. For buying anything else this holiday season, I think you should just, do what you do. I myself will not be going
do
out on
what
Black
you
Friday,
do.
Because I cannot stand the amount of crowds and, you know, people punching each other for a $30 DVD player.
Either.
You know,
yeah.
Just kind of, I guess the punching is good. You know, the savings just aren't enough for me to go out because I don't have any money. So, yeah, you guys enjoy your show, and I'll let you get back to it. All right, bye.
Thanks, David.
Thanks,
David. Dude.
It is Do What You Do, the new It Is What It Is.
I guess so. Man, I didn't hear about that Walmart deal. That is a really good deal.
That's
that is
good
nice.
Deal.
You get the PlayStation 3 and an Xbox Live Arcade for $400. So that's, you know, that's a good suggestion for people out there that are trying to get into the gaming market. That is the price of the Modern Warfare 2 pack that I was just mentioning. Is that $400?
Yeah.
And for that, you can get a PS3 and a 360. That's pretty good.
That is pretty awesome.
Cool. Thank you, David, for that. Let's do another email.
Email.
This one's from Liam Kelly. And he says, howdy, Indus. Loving the show. Keep it up. Thank you very much. Okay, in response to your holiday-themed question of the week, I think that gamers should be on the lookout for a couple of games that look to be shaping up nicely. Namely, The Saboteur. And he says, R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Pandemic.
Rest in peace, Pandemic.
I know. That's what he put right next to
it.
R.I.P. Pandemic, no more Star Wars Battlefront. Boo.
I don't know why I totally forgot to put that news, too. I was so off the ball. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Good job, dude.
Sorry,
good
moving
job.
On.
He also mentions Left 4 Dead 2, which is for 360 and for PC. And best of all, Peggle DLC. Woo!
Peggle Knights.
Peggle Knights. I think, didn't Peggle come out this week on PSN?
PSN,
along
yeah.
with the Peggle Knights content?
Peggle Knights
so.
Was in there, yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then I think Peggle Knights is coming to live next week.
Good.
Possibly. Hopefully, there will be a great game or two that get me totally hooked. Cough, Modern Warfare, cough. Have a great day, guys. Until next week, your biggest fan in Europe, after the Bower. Lee Kelly.
Thanks, dude.
Very, very cool. All right, let's do another email. How about that? I like another email. We have one more email for this question of the week, and this one is from our friend Tom Mace, who is from AmplifiedGamers.com.
Hey!
Hello, Indus. On your question of the week, I don't have an answer, but I would like to ask a question, and it's good that Travis is on the show for this one, because I have a feeling that you may have already answered this question unless you want to I'm sure you're going to go into it some more, but I would like to ask a question back at you guys, but for a particular game, and see what your opinions are on this. A couple of holiday seasons ago, I purchased Assassin's Creed.
Hot dog!
When I got my new PS3, since the game was really cheap and on sale at Best Buy after Christmas. Initially, I liked the game. It looked beautiful for my first next-gen game, but it slowly became very repetitive, boring, and I never finished the game. All the reviews and everything I'm reading is saying that Assassin's Creed 2 is much better and improved over the first game. I'm tempted to ask for AC2 for this Christmas, but don't want to get burned again like I did a couple years ago. So what do you guys think about AC2 as a holiday game purchase? Thanks, Tom, Mad Scientist 18.
Tom, my man.
Travis.
Do not...
Tell us.
Do not ask for it for Christmas. Buy it now. It's just... Oh my god, it's a great game. Okay, can we rewind back to what we've been playing? It's so good, man. You just gotta pick it up. I mean, if you have to wait till Christmas, get it. You're gonna be completely satisfied. Like I said earlier, all the grievances that you had were the same ones that I had. I loved the game, but I was turned off by a lot of issues. I finished it, but I forced myself to finish it just to find out what happened. You know,
yeah,
only
I did too.
To probably like you, just to be left with a cliffhanger. Not only are so far they're tying up all those loose ends, you know, they're doing a good job with the storytelling, but the gameplay, what you were missing, it is there. I won't get into it much more because I've already said everything that I really, you know, should have said by now, but it just, yeah, you definitely want the game. You will not be let down. It's the real deal. It's the motherfucking truth.
I thought that was deserved for Street Fighter. You're not a very good stunt Jason at all.
I think it's doing all right. It's doing all right. Everyone I've heard talk about that game say it's a big step over the first one.
Yeah. I've heard the same thing. And just after hearing what Travis had to say about it earlier in the show, I'm more excited to get my hands on it. You know, I was planning on getting it, but it was one of those things where I was going to wait until I found it on the cheap. because of all the games that are out, I'll probably still do that, but it's going to be harder to do that. I'll tell you that. All right. I have one more voicemail. You guys ready?
Yeah.
I am all set.
Hello. In this interaction distraction, this is Bad76 with a question for you. Next month is Christmas. My question is, what do you get an older person that never, ever picked up a controller in their life? They bought me systems and games. But now I want to get them into the gaming world that I'm in. What system would be good for a senior citizen? I was thinking of a Wii because it's cheap now. Please let me know what system is good for the senior citizens. Bad76. And goodbye. And P.S., you know, congratulations on having the baby.
Oh, thank you.
You know, well, but congratulations. And it just says 2010.
Word
2010.
Up.
Well, you could be like Chris, and you're saying a senior citizen, so as Chris would say, as like an Innis Fest, tell her to play Demon's Souls.
What? <'Cause that's
laughs> when you try to recommend Amy, when she's like, I've never really played video games before.
Go listen to it again. I never actually recommended it.
In a game like Demon's Souls, you can customize and pick a female character.
Did you just recommend Demon's Souls?
No, I did not recommend Demon's Souls. But I will accept your criticism because it is funny.
It's not even criticism, it's a fact. You said it.
Go listen to it again, dude. I was just using Demon's Souls as an example for customization of characters.
Oh, okay.
Blah.
So, in that case,
play Ninja Gaiden 2.
There you go. Play Ninja. There you go. That's better.
Going with what he was asking about senior citizens, I mean, you would have to go with the Wii because I've actually seen. I mean, I've seen my grandparents play the Wii, and they had a blast with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the family, with young people, middle-aged people, with my grandparents, it would have to be the Wii without a doubt.
I agree. It's especially if they're just getting into it. Like my uncle, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. He got into gaming by playing the original NES, and it was later on. This is, you know, around the time when PS2 was thriving. And, I mean, that's what he could handle because it was, you know, it was simple. It was only two buttons, that kind of thing. The controllers that you have for the 360 and the PS3 are intimidating to people who have never played games before.
That's why
the Wii is doing as well as it is, because it looks like a remote control that you can just pick up and play with. So, and really that's what's so intriguing to families and to people who haven't gamed before about the Wii. And, I really think that's your best bet.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I agree there.
And the motion control helps too, because that really catches the casual eye.
And then being senior citizens, you can pick them up the vitality sensor when that comes out too, just to make sure everything's going all right.
To make sure they're still alive.
Gotta watch that blood pressure,
exactly.
You know?
You're horrible. Okay.
Sorry. Imagine grandma with vitality sensor.
Oh shit. All right. Anything you guys want to add to this? Are there anything that came to your mind while we were going through some of these?
I don't think so.
No, not me. You know, not me either. I mean, I guess really if you don't have a certain console, this might be the time to get it. That's one of the main things that I really taken away with it. Like I'm at the point now just talking about, like, you know, I think it's time to get my Wii back this year. Like I think it's kind of necessary because there's too many good games out that I haven't played yet.
Yeah. There's good stuff on every system now, and you know, it's definitely a good time to be a gamer. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think sales this year are going to be huge for both, because there's going to be 360 gamers picking up PS3s and PS3 gamers picking up 360s.
Absolutely.
And Wii gamers possibly picking up
one of the two, right. Cool. All right. Well, yeah, I don't have anything to add either. I think we covered a lot and, you know, good stuff. Hopefully this helps you guys for your shopping needs this season. All right. So let's move on to some new releases. So we got another voicemail from our friend Repeat, who likes to keep us up on current events in the new release category. So here we go.
There's really nothing of interest this week. The only thing that's even slightly interesting is the Fighting Fantasy Warlock of Firetop Mountain for the DS, which is based on the old Choose Your Own Adventure Fighting Fantasy books, or the first book, I believe, or one of the books, anyway. Yeah, pretty much nothing.
So that is it from Repeat.
and since you read the emails, I'll actually, you know, fill in the blanks with you and...
are you going to do new releases?
I'm going to help you out, buddy. I'm going to really pull in some of the weight.
All right.
But he's not lying. There is not much to go with here. We'll start with the Wii. We have a Bit Trip Void, Your Shape, which seems like to be some sort of fitness game, and Karaoke Revolution, and Oh My God, Hide Your Daughter's Scene at Twilight.
Oh my God. Didn't actually, we had a Who Gives a Shit for that. Actually.
Yeah, I think we did.
Y'all did. And might I add, I have to go see Twilight this Friday. God help me.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway. Anyway, going on. The PC has King Arthur. That sounds interesting. The PSP gets Tekken 6 with, might be interesting.
Right.
I mean, if you can do like online. Let's see, for 360, Karaoke Revolution, Pro Evolution Soccer 2010, which actually is a pretty big release for, like, you know, European, you know, I'm sure Jack and UTD will want to play that. We got Serious Sam, The First Encounter, and High Definition.
Which is cool if that actually comes out. They've been talking about that for a while. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're saying it's coming out. We might get it. And then finally for the Xbox 360, Puzzlegiddon.
That sounds risky.
I'm intimidated by it already. And for the PS3, all we're getting is Karaoke Revolution, and that is all we're having. I mean, yeah, it's a light week, but man, I think we have plenty of games to play.
Yeah, we have plenty of games to play. I'm not complaining about having a light week. But what do we do about Pick of the Week this week?
God, Assassin's Creed 2, baby!
I'm going to have to go with that, actually. What was our pick of the week last week? Do you remember? What
last week was God of War Collection, dude.
God of War Collection. That's right.
Yeah, I'll go with that because I think I'm going to pick up that. Since I already have Assassin's Creed, I'm going to pick up something that I missed last week. So that or Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, if we have to go with something this week, I'd actually say get Tekken for PSP because Dark Resurrection was really well done on the PSP.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to be better, hopefully. But really, if you want to buy something, and you know, just buy something that you haven't bought yet from one of the previous weeks.
So yeah, I'm going to agree with that. I have to pick something off of this week's list, it'll be Tekken 6. But in reality, if you want a Tekken 6, don't you already have it on PS3 or 360?
Right.
So, yeah, go get something True. That you... That you can get.
You need.
Something that you haven't played yet. All right.
Cool deal.
Well, I'm going to continue on with some emails. We've got a couple. So I will start with, let's see, who's this? This is Birmingham Mirror. All right, cool. From Bloomington, Indiana. I have a somewhat random question for the crew. If you could take one thing that doesn't exist in our world from a video game, movie, book, etc., and make it reality, what would it be and why? Also, how do you think it would affect our world? This is beginning to sound like an essay question. Anyway.
Yes, he has an essay due in a couple weeks.
I know, right? It's like, should we write this shit down and turn it in for a grade? I mean, anyways, you've heard it a million times, but great show and keep up the good work. Thank you. So one thing that in the world of video games, movies, or books that you would like to see in reality.
Women that are actually built like that.
Yeah.
Vagina pink.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sorry, I had to.
I don't know. Man.
This is a tough one.
That is tough.
Anything in reality. I don't know. Stumped! Chris, you go first.
As weird as it sounds... And I'm glad it can't happen, but I would actually, it's not like one particular thing, but I think it would be really cool to have some sort of like
dinosaur,
like the world of Monster Hunter of some sort, or even, you know, the PSO
being insane? Able to do that.
I mean, I think that would be really cool, you know, and. You know, I don't know. It's something I had a dream once that I was actually inside a role playing game and it just totally messed up my head and now it's like that would be kind of cool, you know, to go through that kind of stuff.
I guess if you're like a badass fighter or something like that, it would be kind of cool.
Exactly, and right. Actually, I think go up levels. I mean, if you actually went up levels and got stronger that way and that kind of thing, I mean, I think that would be interesting and kind of cool.
I want a dragon. That would be fucking cool. Like a pet dragon.
Have you seen the preview for the movie coming out, How to Train Your Dragon?
No.
I'll just send that to you. It's pretty funny. Travis,
I don't
what you
know.
These are the questions I wish I did read ahead of time because I guess
yeah.
I think of something interesting to say.
If like our military if our military would be like as cool as like if we had like Spartans, like these 6'8", fully armored, like I think I would even consider joining the military if we could be that badass, or like COG armor. I think that would be really neat instead of like, you know, this like fatigues that, you know, bullets can go straight through.
I'm gonna veto my original one, even though I would really want a pet dragon. That would be cool.
Awesome.
The whole Matrix thing where you just like put in a disc and there's something in your head, and all of a sudden you know something. That would be
close to talking to say Matrix. I was so close to saying Matrix.
The only problem with that is everyone would know everything, and then it would just be no one would be interesting anymore.
That's true.
And then being chased by robots isn't fun.
Trust me. Awesome.
Oh,
good
man.
Question.
All right, cool.
Thank
so
very good.
I got a voicemail. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, here we go.
And now it's time for another edition of Random Questions from Aces High.
All right, this week, guys, I got a prediction, but that'll come till the end. I gotta go fast because I got a work collection and I need to play it. First question is, how often do you chew on the wrong foot? The second question is, Bob Saget, funny or vulgar? And the last question is, your favorite juice? All right, the prediction was that after I said God will work election, Jeff would say awesome or something to that matter. Also, if someone next episode could tell me what the background music is, I'm going to give you an internet high five. It's pretty easy, but what the hell?
That was awesome. Trav and I listened to this before you got on the line because I was trying to check levels and everything like that. And I was just sitting here waiting for it. I'm like, come on, Jeff, say something.
And then I'm like, good on you.
All right,
that
so,
predictable? Holy shit. I missed the last part of his voicemail, though, because I was laughing.
That's okay. I got it. So the first question was, have you ever put your shoes on the wrong foot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah. I don't walk out with them like that, but I've definitely put my shoe on. Like, I'll be like, this feels weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've done it before. I've never walked out of the house with them like that, but yeah.
Yeah, me too. Same thing.
All right.
I walked out with shirts inside out and stuff like that.
Bob Saget, funny or vulgar?
Both. He's really freaking vulgar, man.
He is.
He's very vulgar. I think he also mentioned corny too. He's very corny on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, and Full House.
And Full House. Oh my God. But yeah, he's pretty dirty.
Yeah,
I like him on How I Met Your Mother though.
I haven't even seen that show, so I can't really.
Oh, he does voiceover,
Doesn't really make any sense because he's the narrator, and the narrator is actually one of the characters in the show, but it's a different voice, and it sounds nothing like him.
It's weird.
Bob Saget is playing the adult voice of this adult. It's weird the way they do it, but you know,
yeah,
maybe he needed to work really bad. I don't know.
If you want a good idea, if you're listening to this and you want to see, like, Bob Saget, vulgar, no way, go rent The Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He tells
that
the
is
most
so good.
Vulgar version of that joke.
That's
I'm just
true.
Like, oh my God, Danny Tanner.
No. Yeah, that's the thing. His stand-up comedy is all dirty like that. It's all like that. So yeah, he's really vulgar.
Vulgar.
I've never really found him very funny though. So I'm just going to stick with vulgar.
Yeah, I'll go with vulgar too, actually.
Vulgar.
The other one was favorite juice.
I got one.
Go for it.
Cran grape.
Cran grape. All right.
Mm. Cran grape. It's the business.
It's the business, the truth.
No, it's not the truth.
Just the business.
Just the business.
Motherfucking business.
It does what it does.
Is vitamin water considered juice?
Because
let's be honest, it's not really water. Okay, then
I call it crap water. That's what I
crap
call it.
Crap water. I love that stuff. At least the XXX stuff. I have to go with. Oh, geez, Chris, go.
Okay, I actually like V8 Splash. I don't know if you guys have had that.
Oh, that's so good.
It's instead of V8 being vegetable juice, it's a fruit juice that they mix everything together. It's really fucking good.
Very good.
Yeah,
that is good stuff. If I go for like a single juice, I usually go for like peach juice. I love that stuff, like regular, like the good stuff.
Peach juice, really?
Yeah, I love peach juice. And you know what? I like Fruitopia. Almost any kind of Fruitopia.
Oh, I love that stuff, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
I don't drink it often, but I love it.
Another one that I really like is Sobe. Have you guys ever had that?
Yeah, I've had Sobe.
Love that stuff.
The Blizzard. That's one with the Blizzard on it.
Yeah.
They have a naked juice too, is really good. I don't know if you've had that, but it's kind of up and coming, and it's really good. But I like how Jeff mentions the Canadian mentions peach juice, and the two Georgia guys are like, oh, okay.
Exactly. Whatever, I guess. I'm more of like an orange kind of guy.
Georgia's not known for peaches. Everyone thinks they are. It's the peach state, but Georgia's more known for its pecans than it is anything else.
Yeah,
it's really weird like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, if I had to choose a single juice, it would probably be orange juice. I love orange juice.
Mm.
Tropicana Pure Premium, love it.
Do you like pulp or no pulp?
No pulp.
Or some pulp? No pulp? Oh, I like to chew my orange juice.
That shit's nasty, man.
I used to be about the no pulp, but lately I don't mind a little bit. Full pulp, new. That's gross.
Oh, I love it. Pick my juice out my teeth.
Oh, goddamn.
And I like to blend my steaks.
Oh, man.
This is going on
right.
Too far.
Well, guys, that's all I've got.
All right.
Kind of light on the emails this week. That's all right, though. It's all right. We had some good ones. So what time is it now? I think it's time to give something away.
Let's do it.
Ooh. Time to give away a copy of Psychonauts from goodoldgames.com. And this week's random number is 23. A lot of people like Psychonauts. Number 23 is, oh my, it's Mr. Ryan Smith, otherwise known as Taryn on VG Evo.
Oh, nice.
Ryan.
So congratulations to Ryan for winning Psychonauts from goodoldgames.com. Hope you enjoy it. And I
do we not have any music?
We don't have any music. I'm sorry.
Jason. Oh.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Let's keep going.
That love and feeling.
You lost that love and feeling,
but now you play Psychonauts. Psychonauts. Psychonauts.
Tim Schafer for the win.
There you go.
Congratulations, Ryan, buddy. We love you.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
That was epic shit right there.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's do a new question of the week and then get the hell out of here.
All right.
Cool. So, very predictable, but, you know, this week is Black Friday. So we want to know, now that we've kind of talked about what's out there to buy, we want to know what you guys are going after and what you guys got. So Black Friday, what are you going shopping for and what did you actually get? I do also want to mention that normally we do record on Thursdays, but because Black Friday is on Friday, we are actually going to be recording on Saturday this week. We'll be doing it on probably Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, that kind of time. So when you guys score your load on Friday, you'll have time to... I knew that was getting some laughs. when you guys score your loot... You'll be able to send us an email and let us know what you got. So send your emails.
And let us know what you did. Did you sit? You know, did you do like a Dragon Age marathon on Thanksgiving or something like that? Just cause I want some story. I don't have this holiday isn't in Canada, so I mean I'm
going
to go to work. So that's what I'm going
to go to work. I'm on a boat. Sorry. Anyway, you can send your answers to the question of the week to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Lee, but it's not.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff, and...
Geoff.
Geoff.
And you might as well add spoiler alert on
yeah,
that,
too. Yeah, spoiler. What's yours? It's is it spoiler_alert?
For Twitter?
Yeah.
It's a spoiler 2_alert.
Ooh, 2_. Getting all fancy on us now. I see how it is.
Can you believe it was taken?
What?
That's...
I don't know. I don't know. 2_, people. Come holla at me.
All right, cool. You can also follow the podcast in general, which is Indus Podcast. We also have a Facebook group, so please join if you would like, and that is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And that is all I have. So do you guys have anything else you want to throw out there before we wrap up?
I think I'm forgetting something, but I don't think I am.
You think you're forgetting
that?
Something, but you don't
that
think you are?
I don't think I am.
That's
like,
awesome.
I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I don't think I'm forgetting something, if okay. That makes any sense at all.
It don't, but it's okay.
It's like that when you go on a road trip and like an hour later you're like, I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I think I have everything I need. But,
and then you get halfway to where you're going and think, oh, that's what I forgot.
Oh, I'm not wearing pants.
Nah, there you go.
No, I think I'm good. I think,
Cool. All right. Travis, thank you for joining us, man. Glad you could make
thank
it on the
show. Thanks for having me.
So
I appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Jason, thanks for being sick, buddy. I mean, I hope you get better, but
you
had a great time tonight.
You were a very good, too, so you were awesome. Very good stunt, Jason, Travis. Very
yes.
Thank you. That was good. Thank you for even considering me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Hey,
no problem, man.
When you, with all that you did for Indus Fest and all that you have done for us in the past, and, you know, we even gave you a shop shirt and everything, we told you that you were the unofficial fourth member of Indus, so it felt only right that we should get you on the show and let you talk about Assassin's Creed.
Just waiting for that feature.
That's,
I was going to say, if we do a feature, then you're the first one to call.
That's right.
Cool.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it.
Please.
So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Nice!
All right. Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
Peace out. I like how I don't even have to prompt you for shit. You just know.
I know, seriously.
Do you listen to our show? It sounds like you do.
A little bit. I dabble.